and into the waiting room to tell us Zach was done and would join us momentarily. I set my book down and stepped into the restroom. When I came out, Rob was standing in the corner of the room by the lobby phone. I walked across the room to where he stood. The nurse came back out and said the doctor wants to talk to us right away. He answered the question playing out on my face. The phone rang, and Rob picked it up. "Hello," Rob answered. And life changed. Forever. I stepped in closer to Rob, the phone held to his ear. "Why is the doctor so eager to catch us before we leave?" I wondered. We had been told earlier that the doctor would call with the results on Monday. I was impatient and wanted to listen in, so I pressed my ear to the back of the phone, hoping to catch a little of what the doctor was saying as Rob listened to the doctor on the line. Zach was seated across the room, exhausted and miserable, looking like a cat who'd just been dunked in a pool of water, but he watched us intently. The words were muffled. "Tumor. It's bad. Hard year ahead," were all I could hear. I stepped away as Rob continued to talk to the doctor. "Tumor? I saw the x-ray 2 months ago. How could there be a tumor?" My legs went weak as my brain worked to process what I'd just heard, and I could hear my heart pounding in my ears. I looked across the room at Zach, where he sat patiently waiting. "What do I tell him?" I wondered. Of course, the first thought that filled my mind was cancer. I assumed it would be the first to enter his mind as well. But there were so many unknowns, and I didn't want to burden him with so little information. I didn't have enough to put him at ease, but I certainly had enough to scare him. Zach watched me as I walked toward him. He wore a look of expectation. He needed to know what was going on. Rob finished the conversation with the doctor. I had no idea what to tell Zach as I sat down next to him, my body numb and my brain scurrying to process the news. By the time I turned to him and opened my mouth, I knew all I could do was tell him the simple truth. I couldn't make this easier, and I couldn't protect him from this enemy, whatever it was. The only loving thing I could do was give him as much information as I had. The MRI showed a tumor. Zach held my gaze for a moment, then looked away from me and closed his eyes as he processed the news. My heart was breaking. In that moment, he looked so small and vulnerable. Not like the tall, confident kid who just months earlier ran down a basketball court with ease, but like the 3-year-old Zach who had pleaded with me through tears as he was strapped to a board in the doctor's office so he would stay still enough for his forehead to be stitched up. That little boy had quieted his crying.